By the Fires, 13th to 15th of October at Mourne Fires, Carriduff. 20% off wood stoves and gas appliances during the event, with some items up to 50% off. Don't miss it.
Oh, hello, love. Thanks for phoning.
Again.
But I've heard about your exams, your holiday, your girlfriends, and liked your photos. Me and your dad thought maybe you might like to. Leave us alone for a bit.
Get more chat than even your mum can handle with Talk Mobile's great SIM-only deal. 2,500 minutes, 5,000 texts, 15 gig of data. All for only £15 a month on a 30-day contract. For straightforward value, go to talkmobile.co.uk.
Offer ends 31st of October, UK use. Calls to standard UK mobiles and landlines. Credit check applies. Go to talkmobile.co.uk.
Enjoy a whole lot of Christmas fun at Drumbo Park with our Christmas party nights. Just £39.99 for admission, including race programme, three-quarter meal, table all evening in the grandstand restaurant with table service, panoramic views of the track and DJ after the racing. Book now and pay a deposit of only £9. Call 90610070 or visit drumbopark.com. Booking fee applies. Get your Christmas party plans on track.
Autumn brings big coats, early nights and the biggest books at half price in Eaton stores. Get Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen for just $9.99. That's half price. The 2017 Guinness Book of Records, half price at only $9.99. Or Holding by Graham Norton at $6.99, also half price. Autumn prices to make you say wow. Eason, be inspired.
Wake up to a right price bargain. All carpets, all flooring, all styles, all brands, all reduced. Wake up to the supersized right price carpet clearance sale. Now on at York Street, Belfast.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U 105 with Phonocab. Carrick, Bangor, Ballinahinch, Antrim. No matter where you are, let Phonocab bring you to Belfast and take you back again. Safe and sound.
Okay, good morning. The sun is shining. It's not a bad day. Is Belfast City Council justified in ending some free car parking in Belfast in the run-up to Christmas? On the Twitter poll, 20% of you think it's a good idea not to have the little sweetener. 80% think it's a bad idea. But remember, the suggestion is that it has actually led to congestion because everyone was queuing up to get the free spaces. Other people were hogging them and the buses couldn't get round the town. So TransLink reckoned it would have been a better idea, and this is what they've gone for, to give you an opportunity to be cheaper on the bus. They're going to drop the fare on the buses, but you won't get any free parking. However, we were asking the question, would you really do your Christmas shopping on a bus? Let me speak to Glyn Roberts, who's from the Independent Retail Trade Association in Northern Ireland. Glyn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Glyn. So where are you guys in relation to Christmas in Belfast? Freer buses, or cheaper buses rather, and no free car parking?
Well, I think first and foremost, Belfast has a fantastic offering this Christmas, both in terms of its retail and hospitality. It'll be, I think, a world beater. And likewise, many other town and city centres will also have a fantastic offering. I think we're very, very clear on this. We always want to see balance in discussions like this. Yes, we want to see more shoppers using public transport and moving rather from their last option to be their first option. We also want to see affordable and accessible car parking. And it's important that the shopper who brings their car into the city centre isn't seen as some side of enemy alien. And I think it's about ensuring that we get a balance of to ensure that if shoppers bring their car, they walk, take their bike, or take the bus or the train, that they are accommodated and those prices are fair and accessible. So I think that's important. What I probably would have done in terms of this particular instance is I think the council, TransLink, the Chamber of Commerce and ourselves probably should have got round the table, discussed where we are and maybe how we could get a compromise on this. But I do take the point that was made by the President of Belfast Chamber that you're only looking at 1,500 car park spaces out of a total of 28,000. And I think it's actually the private sector owned car park owners that we need to be discussing the situation with them, because quite often, you know, they are the, if you like, the guys that are charging the highest costs, which put off shoppers. But I think it's about getting the balance right. I think TransLink have a very welcome programme for shoppers this year, not just in Belfast, but throughout the other towns as well. But I think probably a roundtable approach might have been the best way to approach this situation. And hopefully next year, you know, we can do that.
Were you not consulted on it at all?
We weren't in the loop. And I was aware that obviously these discussions were going, you know, and obviously as the only Indigenous retail body in Northern Ireland who takes a very active interest in Belfast City Centre, I think it would have been good had we been at the table to give our views. But, you know, we are where we are, and I think what we need to concentrate, let's make, you know, this Christmas the best ever for the city. And, you know, I think retailers in every part of Northern, every town and city are going to be working very hard this year to make this Christmas the best ever.
Now, I notice an email that's been sent to me here, and it says the City Council never consulted on this either. I'm not sure. I'll just read it out to you. Maybe you can give me your steer on it. But it is very recent legislation. It's got to do with the licensing of pavement cafes, which became law just a number of days ago, a fortnight ago or so. It says, we're keen to develop a cafe culture in Belfast and believe that well-regulated pavement cafes can enhance the attractiveness of an area and so encourage visitors to stay longer and spend more. This is the email which is from the City Council. It's a letter from the City Council. A photograph of the letter has been sent to me as an email. And it's an unhappy business owner in Belfast who sent it. He says the council letter goes on to say the act means that any business wanting to put tables and chairs on the pavement to supply food and drink must apply to the council for a license. It applies to tables and chairs placed on public areas and pavements. However, it does not apply to businesses who want to set out tables and chairs on their private land, for example, if the business owns the land in front of their building. Over the coming week, the council must set the license fees, establish a suitable inspection protocol, raise awareness across the business industry and ensure that processes for managing the scheme are established and embedded within our existing licensing regimes. We are aware that many businesses already put tables and chairs on the pavement. We want to assure you that we are very keen to develop a fair and equitable approach to the enforcement and administration of the legislation within Belfast. We're currently consulting on the proposed fees for a pavement cafe licence and its duration, and we want to hear your views on our proposals. You can give us your feedback by having your say at belfastcity.gov.uk, etc. Attached to this letter, you will find a fact sheet with information about the new legislation. However, if you need any more information about the Act, please do not hesitate to contact us. So, I suppose that the person who has sent that to me is unhappy that they are going to go ahead with the process without much consultation. But there's a suggestion in the letter that there's an element of consultation.
Well, yes. I mean, you have certainly in Belfast, you have a variation of fees. You have a registration fee, you have an inspection fee, you have a variation fee, you know, and that sort of, I haven't got the precise sort of breakdown on that. But, it is very excessive for, you know, a small trader who are struggling to pay their rates. I mean, I was up at the Assembly with our colleagues in Hospitality Ulster talking to the Assembly Finance Committee about the huge burden of business rates, and I think that these fees just add to that burden.
And will there be a considerable number of people now who would have liked to have put out tables and chairs who won't be doing it, or will they be doing it and flouting the law, or will they most of them simply do it and pay the fee?
Well, I think in many respects this is some degree of a sunshine tax, because obviously you're not going to put your tables and chairs out in the depths of winter. What I think we need to, I mean, it boils down to this. Do we need to develop cafe culture in our town and city centres? Yes, we do. We do need to, that's a given, because, you know, it's all about 21st century town centres being that sort of dynamic mix of retail and hospitality, the cafe culture. It's so important for the future of our town centres. And, you know, it's right that we have some form of legislation, some form of regulatory regime which regulates that, sets out what you can do and what you can't do. But I think in terms of this legislation, and particularly the way I think some councils are interpreting it, it's excessive. I think what I would suggest to all of the councils is dump the fees. Simple as that. But I think we also need to be very cognizant of the fact that there are many disabled people, people who are visually impaired, who have obviously concerns about things like A-frames and where these tables and chairs go. So we've also got to ensure that we have our town and city centres, our high streets, are accessible for disabled and visually impaired customers as well.